Blog Talk Radio.
KFODT, huh? Ladies and gentlemen all around the world, welcome to the Ron D. Internet Radio Show with your host coming up live here on the recording network there, Ron D., Acacia, and Brother Tripp. They're going to be with you today. Hey, the Ron D. Show is exciting, ladies and gentlemen, very, very exciting. We want to welcome everybody, not only in the United States, but around the globe, ladies and gentlemen. The Ron D. Internet Radio Program is all about fun, excitement, and full of great information, ladies and gentlemen. We're excited about that. Can't wait for you guys to hear what they got to say this week. Hey, Ron D., the Ron D. Show, ladies and gentlemen, is on every first and third Wednesdays of each month. So you can catch them and they'll give you some more information how to get in touch with them as well. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ron D. Internet Radio Show with your hosts, Ron D., Acacia, and Tripp. Here we go. It's a great ride.
What up, what up, what up? This your boy Ron D here with another show with my lovely co-host Acacia.
We back. It's been a few weeks, but better than ever.
My other co-host Tripp couldn't make it today, but he will be on the next one. Today we're going to talk about some news, entertainment news, and sports news. First off, I want to say RIP John Singleton. And sports news, we're going to talk about the draft, NBA playoffs. We're going to talk about your boy Tyreek Hill. And then we're going to topic with the main subject is social media killing relationships. And I want y'all honest opinion about it because we living in a technology era. So, first off, I want to say RIP to John Singleton. We lost a great director. He died recently on Sunday. We're going into Monday. Basically, he had a stroke. Made him go into a coma, and his family had to take him off life support. If you don't know who John Singleton is, he created Boys in the Hood. Everybody don't seen that.
Poetic Justice.
Four Brothers, Baby Boy. If you don't know what Baby Boy is, that come on.
Honestly, all the classics. Too Fast, Too Furious, you know.
He did the Remember That Time video for Michael Jackson. He had a big impact in the industry.
He did, you know, prayers up to his family, friends, loved ones.
It's crazy because he was only 51 years old. But
right, wasn't old.
We really lost a legend. But best of praise to what he has done. He really opened a lot of doors for a lot of people out here. So, RIP to you. All right, next thing we're going to talk about is Joe Biden running for 2020 president.
I didn't see that one coming. I did, but I didn't.
Hey, I'm happy.
I mean, I haven't kept up with the presidential election yet. I don't really start keeping up with it until it gets going.
Right.
But, I mean, we'll see who he picks as his running mate.
But Joe Biden always been cool, though. He was like the
funniest
vice president.
I mean, it ain't even that. We want to make sure we get somebody that is for the people. All the people.
And we hope we get somebody that actually take care of the business. Ain't 24/7 always about money.
Twitter.
Like
golf trips.
Facts. We need a real president. Not throwing shade, but we need a real president. We need somebody that actually seen progress come to the United States. And by him being under Barack Obama, I'm pretty sure he took notes and know what to do.
I mean, even then, he's been in politics a long time, so he understands the ins and outs.
True. So, everybody go out and vote.
Make sure y'all register to vote.
Yeah, register. And make sure y'all vote, because this time we really need it this time, because we got a lot of cleaning up we got to do. Especially about the Flint, Michigan situation. Cause
that's still ongoing and shouldn't even
And it's been going on for years. So, yeah. But next we're going to talk about Instagram. Instagram got a new feature with the stickers. Basically, you can ask your followers questions about yourself.
I mean, at this point, I barely even use Snapchat anymore. And Instagram has become the new Snapchat, truthfully.
Truthfully.
And I barely even use that. I get on there to look at other people's. But as far as myself, like, I post every now and then. But I'm not, like, a habitual poster on Instagram story.
I feel like Instagram trying to separate itself from Snapchat, because a lot of people say they stole the idea, which Instagram has.
I mean, they
taking,
did.
Taking a lot of people's ideas. From Vine, they killed poor little Vine.
Right.
Off.
Killed Vine.
But they trying to separate themselves by adding different stuff, like how you can put your music on your story without getting in trouble
like
with copyright
that.
And stuff like that. But
I do like that.
They trying to separate themselves from everybody else, even though they under Facebook. So
I mean,
they bringing in money regardless.
Everything is about marketing at the end of the day. Marketing, building their brand, earning more money.
Making a name for yourself.
That's all it is.
That's all. But on to the next news. Another tragedy happened. Toni Braxton's niece, Lauren, dies at the age of 24. Lauren is the daughter of Toni Braxton's brother. He really wasn't on the show like that. His name is Michael Braxton Jr. Basically, she had a bad heart condition, which made her pass away. That's sad, because she got around our age.
Yeah, I mean, even with that, like, doesn't Toni Braxton have lupus? I believe. So, like, they have a family history of, like...
Illness,
honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she lost her...
You know, praying for her and her family as well.
Right, because you know how big the Braxton family is.
Right.
Y'all seen on TV and stuff like that, but she really wasn't on TV like that, because, like I said, that's Toni Braxton's brother's daughter, and he really wasn't on the show, and that's their only brother they have. Rest of them are girls. I wonder how I feel living in a house with all them girls.
I don't know. Most of my cousins, they grew up around us. Our family's mostly women, with the sprinkle of cousins.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I bet he was like to himself all the time, probably. I don't know.
You never know.
Right. So next, we're gonna go to the sports section. First off, we're gonna talk about Wilt Chamberlain's 100-point game. His score sheets is going up for auction, and it's worth $214,000.
So the fact that somebody bought that for $214,000, number one, why do you even want it?
Because he's the first person ever, and
He is the first and
might
only.
Might be the last person to score 100 points in a basketball
game. I'm sure
game
he is, though.
Without the three-point line.
I'm sure.
So.
But to want to pay $214,000?
Hey, that's
I don't
history,
think
though.
So. Yeah, it's history, but let the museum have it then.
True. They could. But they, you got the bread. You'd be like, hey, I got Wilt Chamberlain's scorecard.
I mean, yeah, money talk.
Money talk.
And I mean, it did get more than what it was appraised for. It was appraised for $100,000. So for 214, I mean,
you know how many people probably bid on that guy?
You know what I'm saying? That's well over 150% profit. So,
and it's just straight twos. That's all you're gonna see is twos.
Right.
no three pointers or nothing. Cause like
I
this
mean,
happened
free
in,
throws.
This happened in 1960s. So, and like when I'm reading up on this, I did not know that it used to be the Philadelphia Warriors.
Oh yeah, team names back then, wild.
Yeah.
Atlanta so, was not the Hawks.
They was not. But hey, whoever got that, good best of luck to you.
Frame it, protect it. Take care of it. It's history.
You cut that check.
Right.
Next, we're gonna talk about Tyreek Hill could be placed on exemption list for the reports. Basically, if y'all don't know what happened with Tyreek Hill, there's been situations with him and his fiance with abuse, dealing with their child. They said that he broke his 3-year-old child's arm. It's just a lot going around with that. They got surveillance of basically him saying some reckless stuff. And stuff not looking good for him right now.
I didn't even know who this is. I mean, yes, I watch football, but I only really keep up with the major names besides people that's on my team. You know what I'm saying? So I had to actually go and look this up, and I listened to the recording. And it sounds bad.
Yeah.
It does.
But he, if y'all know who he is, he played for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's number 10. He's a wide receiver. He's pretty fast. That's why they call him Cheetah. He's actually from Georgia.
Hmm.
So, I mean, you got to be careful what you do nowadays, especially when you're in the limelight. The Chiefs already done been through a lot with Akeem Hunt beating up his girl. So, good thing he got picked up by the Browns. But, you know, usually with stuff like that, once that stuff happens,
I mean,
you're not going to find another team because they don't want that publicity coming towards their team and their franchise. So,
would you blame them?
No, I wouldn't. But the fact that a child got harmed in this.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that you never know what happened, but still, like, the fact that the child got harmed in it, it's going to make it look way bad on his part. So there's a chance he might get dropped from the league or something like that.
I don't even know. I didn't even know the exempt list
existed.
Like, what is that? Like.
Yeah.
It's not looking too good for him, honestly.
It's a lot of
this is
out.
A lot. This sounds. This case looks to be worse than.
Adrian Peterson case. The time we whooped his child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even. I don't even want to go back on that because I didn't really agree with that case, but.
Yeah.
This one, I thought.
This one take the cake.
This one.
It takes the cake.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're going to go ahead and go to the NBA playoffs. I know y'all ain't been keeping up with it. I've been keeping up with it here and there. But, you know, I did watch that game when Damian Lillard splashed in PG face.
Though. I did watch that game.
That wasn't an ugly shot. That man was 8 for 12 from that point. So.
That was a good game. I've seen a couple games of each conference.
So.
I haven't finished the game.
Yeah, I haven't either. I fell asleep.
Like, I might watch, you know, I might watch the last quarter or a quarter or two, but.
Watch the last half.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. If y'all don't know who's still in it, it's Golden State versus the Rockets. Basically, Golden State is up 2-0. You got the Denver Nuggets and Portland Trail Blazers, which Denver Nuggets is up 1. Milwaukee and Boston, my squad, is tied 1-1. And we got Toronto tied with Philadelphia.
Now that Milwaukee series.
That's going to be a good series to me.
Milwaukee going to win.
No, they not.
Milwaukee's going to win.
No, they not.
I'm telling you why Milwaukee's going to win.
Why?
Milwaukee's going to win because Milwaukee is way longer than the Celtics. Milwaukee's longer than the Celtics at every position on the court.
Not point guard.
Yes.
No.
Well, besides point guard.
Okay.
Besides point guard.
I don't know. Center-wise, they got him, too, because Al Horford been balling, too.
Al Horford ain't no star.
Al Horford know how to win, though.
Y'all not gonna stop Giannis.
It's one person though. It's just one person.
You're not gonna stop that man, or the Milwaukee Bucks. It's gonna go. The series is gonna go 6 or 7 games for sure.
What about the boy Kawhi though? That boy Kawhi balling.
Kawhi balling.
He balling.
He's one of the best in the playoffs right now.
He really is, cause he like guess who he worked out with? He worked out with Kobe.
Right.
So he's really trying to.
He hooping.
He really trying to like reclaim his fame, cause you remember what happened last year when Zaza ended this man's career in the playoffs. So he really out here trying to redeem himself. Then you got Golden State and Houston. James Harden always crying. Talking about Draymond Green said he threw himself in when he shot the three and he missed it. Then he got slapped in the face last night.
Well, you know, I didn't see that game, but I did see on ESPN where the NBA came out and said that the refs had missed some late calls that, you know, could have affected the outcome of the game. And when it comes to that, like, it ain't nothing they can do now because the game is done and over with. But it's like, as a player, you're like, it's, come on, you've been doing this too long. You know. So, I mean, the frustration is real.
Speaking of referees, your boy Chris Paul got fined $35,000 for being reckless. This man had the audacity to brush up against a referee after a call. Usually you get suspended for a game for that, but they just told him he had to pay the fine. But
well,
it's the playoffs, so.
It's the playoffs, one. Two, he brushed up on him. He ain't pushing.
Yeah.
If he would have, like, you know, physically pushed him, then, yeah, that would have been.
Hey, this should have been funny, though, because I forgot who threw the basketball at the referee after the play.
Oh, yeah.
DeMar DeRozan. That's who did it. DeMar DeRozan. He threw the ball at the referee after the play. And they ejected him.
Crazy.
That. I like, boy, they wilding this year.
Yeah, okay.
But then you got Denver Nuggets in Portland. Denver Nuggets, they just slept on squad, really.
Yeah, Denver, they the underdogs in the playoffs this year, I think.
Yeah.
Denver got a solid team.
They really do. They got a big man. They can score inside and out.
Yeah, so, they the sleepers of the playoffs.
They the sleepers, but Damian Lillard, them, they really got to catch on fire like they did against OKC, because if they don't, they might lose this series.
Oh, yeah. But definitely. What you think about this MVP race, though? I'm telling you, they're going to give it to Giannis.
I think he deserves it.
He deserves it, though.
Because James Harden don't play defense.
He does not play defense. And look at what Giannis did. He took a team that was honestly trash.
Their franchise was trash
last year. Like, all the years up until he took a team that wasn't making playoffs
at all
to they were the number one team going into the playoffs.
Last time
they
Milwaukee
were number one
was,
in the power rankings.
Last time Milwaukee was decent when they had Ray Allen.
Right.
Think about how long ago that was. That was like almost 21 years ago.
So Giannis deserves it because he changed the franchise.
He really did.
And
don't get me wrong.
Yeah, James, everybody else played the
role. James Harden changed the franchise, but he had to get help. Think about it. He got Chris Paul. He had Melo one season. But Giannis, he been balling by himself.
Can't nobody stop Giannis.
Then this man about to come out with a new pair of shoes. So
I think it's his. He gonna win MVP. And if they make it to the finals, he gonna be the finals MVP.
Facts.
I say that with confidence.
But that's if.
If they make it to the finals. But MVP. But as far as the league MVP, I think he's gonna get it.
Alright. Well, enough about basketball. We're gonna go ahead and go to the NFL draft. So the NFL draft happened last week. Last Thursday to be exact.
Mm-hmm.
And
last what, weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Yep. You know who went number one? Kyler Murray. Played for Oklahoma, won the Heisman Trophy. That's two Oklahoma quarterbacks that won the Heisman, went first round, which created a first time in history. Kyler Murray was the first person to ever go first round in baseball and football.
Honestly, if I was Kyler Murray, I would have played baseball.
Yeah, I think
that's just me.
That baseball check looked big.
It ain't even about the check at that point. Yes, it's about the money.
It's about
but
health.
Two, health. He can play baseball way longer, not take a toll on his body, not risk, you know, the risk for concussions are way lower. Two, I don't know how successful he's going to be. Yeah, there's Russell Wilson, same height, but
I ain't know Russell Wilson was 5'10".
Yeah, he's small. Little.
That's crazy.
Little dude. But, yeah, I don't know how successful Kyler's going to be. Everybody points out Russell, but he's not Russell.
Right. Because Russell at this point, this man got the highest contract in the league. He bonds with his teammates. Is Kyler Murray going to do the same thing? I mean, it's going to take time because Russell Wilson didn't come in the league just straight running and gunning. But it's going to take some time. I mean, I think he got potential to do something. It's just he going to need the right coaching because, you know, the NFL a different beast.
Yeah.
You got grown men. You got dang linemen out here running 4.3s and 4.4s. So, I wish the best of luck. Person that went number two for San Francisco 49ers was Nick Bosa. Basically, the Bosa family is the second family to ever go first round, every single one of them, the father and the two sons. You know who went first? Peyton Manning and Eli.
I mean, they family just
talented.
Yeah, they got good genetics.
They actually say Nick Bosa is going to be better than Joey. They say he more quicker.
He quicker?
And he good with his hands.
Because, I mean, you got to look at this generation coming up now.
It's based about speed.
They have more access to training than we did growing up.
True.
They have, you know, better technology.
Yep.
Better ways to assess. Better ways to get stronger, faster.
Yep. More quicker hand-eye
coordination. Right, hand-eye coordination. So, the next level of athletes,
technology is boosting them, if you think about it. Think about, like, laser didn't become popular until, like, we start getting out of high school and stuff. When you used to go to the Nike combines and stuff, they were like, oh, they got laser. They don't go by the stopwatch. And, you know, laser is way different than a stopwatch.
Oh, yeah.
Lasers show you a real quickness. Trust me, I know. But, yeah, he's the first. They the first family to ever, like, you know, everybody go first round like that. But you got a lot of families in the NFL, like the White family, about half they whole family in the NFL. Every time you turn around, there's a White on the team. So, and then you got your team, the Falcons. They picked up a couple linemen because they needed it. They didn't really pick up nobody like they did last year with Calvin Ridley. But
we needed a lineman. They can't protect Matt Ryan. That man ain't gonna throw the ball. He gonna be scared to throw the ball if he hitting the ground every time. Every other snap he hitting the ground.
Facts. But shout out to some of the people that made it to the league that I grew up with. Shout out to some people that went to KSU that made it to the league.
Right. Shout out to Jay Sump signing with the Rams.
Yep. Shout out to Toyus Avery. He going to the Seattle Seahawks. Wish the best of luck to you. But yeah, I mean, NFL a different beast. So
gotta work harder than what you were before.
And stay healthy.
Definitely.
But we're gonna go ahead and get to the main topic. It's social media killing relationships. So the reason I wanted to talk about this is because nowadays with social media, you got different things that going around. Like, get in trouble for liking a picture, or you can just like slide in the DMs. And nowadays, you got the dang Tinder app and dating apps and all stuff like that. So, I think it's making stuff kind of difficult. What you think?
People don't know how to communicate now, face to face.
Communication is getting trash.
Communication is terrible because we only know how to communicate from behind a screen.
Yep.
And that's because, you know, this generation after us, they grew up with cell phones, with tablets.
Facts.
Like, I mean, you know, when we grew up, cell phones were just getting popular.
Yeah.
They were just getting popular when we were growing up.
The only way we communicate is you got to talk to people that live in your neighborhood.
Right. Or you had the little walkie-talkie set or whatever.
Right.
Like,
nowadays, you got dang third graders with cell phones.
Trying to tell you, my little brother in fifth grade, he got an iPhone 8 Plus.
I got little cousins with
iPhones. His phone better than mine. I have a regular 8. Like, come on.
I ain't gonna lie, don't judge me. I ain't getting no iPhone until I got to college.
Oh, me either. I had Android, and I loved my Android.
I ain't even have an Android. I had one of them basic Metro PCS fake BlackBerry phones.
Dang.
I had an iPod Touch. I mean, that's doing the same thing, but I ain't really getting no iPhone until I got to college. So,
I mean, that's the other thing. Everybody thinks, oh, I gotta have an iPhone. I gotta have an iPhone. You don't have to have an iPhone.
It would be nice to have one, but you ain't gotta have one. But yeah, with the dating thing, you know, like, it's crazy because say if you like somebody picture in your relationship, it's gonna cause conflict.
Yes and no.
What's the yes?
It can, depending on, you know,
who the person,
who else the freaking other is. Also, that just boils down to insecurities at that point. Because at the end of the day, it is a photo.
Yeah.
Why I care that you liking somebody's picture? Okay.
True. But, hey, now, nowadays, if you like another girl picture or another guy picture, you getting that phone call or that text message with the screenshot.
Who is that?
Oh, that's what we doing now?
I don't have time for that.
That's what we doing now? The eye emoji. You get the eye emoji. Oh. Then you gotta go back and unlike it. But it's too late now.
I mean, at that point, it ain't even about unliking it.
Then you got to slide in the DMs. You got people, hey, let me. Got girls and guys accessing their significant others' accounts, going through their messages and stuff. So, I mean, technology and social media really kill relationships. Because, one, people got to be more sneaky.
I mean,
and two, a lot of people trust ain't there no more. Am I lying? A lot of people don't trust other people because of what's going on.
You got to earn trust. You got to build trust.
Exactly. But
that's not happening if every time y'all together, y'all go out to eat, y'all both on Instagram, both on Facebook, both on Twitter. Instead of having a conversation, how was your day? You know?
I ain't gonna lie. I don't been in a situation where I don't been doing that lately. They be on my phone all the time, not paying attention, but hey.
I mean, I've gotten better with putting my phone down. And with iPhone, you know, they send you the little weekly report or whatever. And my screen time on my phone goes down every week pretty much.
I don't
want to
look at mine.
Mine's down to about 5 hours a day.
Yeah, I don't want to look at mine because mine probably terrible.
I rarely use it.
I don't be looking at my screen when I'm at work. I can say that.
That's because you have to. And you're forced not to look at your screen.
I don't be looking at my screen when I'm playing like my PlayStation or...
That's because you're playing a video game.
Running or...
You're not giving good examples. I just want you to know that.
I'm just letting you know. I mean, what else if I'm just sitting there doing nothing, I mean, habit's going to be look at your phone. I don't know if it's a habit, but I know I'd be on my phone 24/7.
I don't have no reason to. Ain't nobody hitting my line.
Ain't nobody hitting mine either. It's just, you know.
I mean, I have social media, but again, like I said earlier in the show,
I rarely use it.
9
times 10, I'd be on social media just to get a good laugh.
That's what I use Twitter for.
Twitter be out of pocket.
Twitter is for me to laugh.
I'm not going to lie. Twitter be out of pocket. And
Twitter is out of pocket, especially late at night.
Yeah, I don't go on Twitter just to post. I just go to look at the comment section.
I go, yeah.
That's it.
Definitely, the comments is the best part.
But a lot of things I don't like is people are exposing each other, like relationship-wise, on social media, too. You got a lot of people that, like, go on social media and put their business out there, so now the whole world know what's going on with y'all life. I don't get that.
Yeah, I don't understand. That's killing relationships, too. Like, I think it's just mostly the fact that people feel they have to put their significant other on their Instagram page, or they have to put them on their Facebook for everybody to know, like, you know, this is my boyfriend, this is my girlfriend. You don't have to do that.
True.
Some people, you know, feel like it's a right that they do, that their significant other does that. And it's not. And that's another, you know, contributing factor to the deterioration of relationships, honestly.
And another thing is, like, I don't see, like, people go in there and dog their significant other out. And then next thing you know, they back with each other. But you just said these bad things. And once you put something on social media, it don't leave. So they're going to be bringing up,
because somebody done screenshot it already.
Screenshot, like, it could be 1 second. It already screenshot. How you think they be finding stuff when people become famous? They old accounts and stuff. Because you got
right.
People that be digging, bro.
People dig.
Be digging. So be careful with what y'all post. Like I always say. And we got to do better, especially with black love.
Yeah.
Just saying. We got to be more cautious out here. And we got to respect each other because we all we got.
That is true.
So.
So keep social media away from being the focus of your relationship.
Facts.
You can try not to make it an emphasis too much on, oh, why you don't post me? Why you don't put me on your story?
Right.
And you don't need none of that.
I mean, you could do it here and there, but
right.
It ain't got to be every Wednesday or every Monday. You know what I'm saying?
Just, you know, as long as you make the gestures that they know, then they know, and that's all that matters.
Facts. So we're going to go ahead and wrap up the show. My name is Run D.
I'm Acacia.
Acacia, you about to graduate, ain't you?
I definitely am. Next Wednesday, it's lit.
Hey, respect.
It's been a long time, long 5 years, let me tell you.
Hey, I don't did no 5 years. So, hey,
but
that's part of college life.
Closing that chapter, opening up a new one. We'll see what we got.
Let's get it. But shout out my boy Tripp. He couldn't make it, but he will be on the next show. Shout out to Mr. Vaughn for giving us this opportunity.
Thank you so much.
To continue this. And thank y'all for tuning in. Follow us on our social media. We will create a new social media page. I know I've been saying this for the longest.
Right, we have, but we will.
I finished taking the social media certificate, so I shall be finished.
And, I mean, since we added Trip,
yep.
That'll change the name of the show and things. So,
yeah, we got
we'll come back with a different vibe, a different feel, and a different name.
Exactly. The Run D Show been around for about two or three years.
Yeah.
So,
it's time to revamp.
Bigger things coming. We will be interactive with y'all.
Yeah.
So.
But y'all follow me on Instagram at Queen_Acacia. Q-U-E-E-N_CACI. 3 A's. That's Q-U-E-E-N_CACI. 3 A's.
Y'all follow me at RonDMC. RONDEE _MC. And we out.
Y'all have a good night.
All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Ron D and Acacia on the Ron D Internet Radio Show, which is global. They brought some awesome topics tonight and information for you to enjoy. So we thank you so much for joining us. Hey, Ron D and Acacia and Trip are on every first and third Wednesdays of each month. And also, guess what, guys? You can go back and listen to them over and over and over again. The Ron D Internet Radio Show is archived on the network. Just go back to blogtalkradio.com/men. Let's talk. That's blogtalkradio.com/men. And look for the banner of the show titled The Ron D Internet Radio Show with your hosts, Ron D, Acacia, and Trip. And you'll be able to listen and download in MP3 format. You can download it, put it on your site, send it out to other people. Of course, you can even download it and record it on your CD and listen to them over and over again, even in the car. That's wonderful, guys. Of course, on your smart devices, tablets, computers, all over the place. So, guys, we thank you so much for joining us, and you guys have a great rest of the evening and also have a great rest of the week as well. Take care of yourself now. We'll see you next time. This has been the Ron D Internet Radio Show. Bye-bye now.